I caught a phrase here and there, all with a cultish sound, but uncertain in this context. I couldn't tell if he was talking about me or praising one of his gods. I heard the foretold and daughter of night and the bride and year of the skulls. I'd heard a daughter of shadow and a year of the skulls before somewhere, in the religious chatter of god-ridden Taglians, but I didn't know their significance. The big man grunted. He wasn't impressed. He just cursed the dead soldier. Kicked him.
Nothing.
The little man fawned.
Your pardon, lady. We've been killing these dogs all morning, trying to raise a stake, but they're poorer than I was as a slave.
You know me?
Oh, yes, mistress. The captain's lady.
He emphasized those last two words, separately and heavily. He bowed three times. Each time his right thumb and forefinger brushed a triangle of black cloth that peeped over the top of his loincloth.
We stood guard while you slept. We should have realized you would need no protection. Forgive us our presumption.
Gods, did he smell. Have you seen anyone else?
Yes, mistress. A few from afar, running most of them.
And the Shadow Master's soldiers?
They search, but with no enthusiasm. Their masters didn't send many. 1,000 like these pigs.
He indicated the man I had dropped. His partner was searching the body.
And a few hundred horsemen. They must be busy with the city.
Mogaba will give them hell if he can, buying time for others to get clear. The big man said,
Nothing on this toad either, Jamadar.
The little man grunted. Jamadar? It's the Taglian word for captain. The little man had used it earlier, with a different intonation, when he'd called me the captain's lady. I asked, Have you seen the captain? The pair exchanged looks. The little man stared at the ground.
The captain is dead, mistress. He died trying to rally the men to the standard. Ram saw it, an arrow through the heart.
I sat down on the ground. There was nothing to say. I'd known it. I'd seen it happen, too. But I hadn't wanted to believe it. Till that instant, I realized I'd been carrying some small hope that I'd been wrong. Impossible that I could feel such loss and pain. Damn him! Croker was just a man. How did I get so involved? I never meant it to get complicated. This wasn't accomplishing anything. I got up. We lost a battle, but the war goes on. The Shadow Masters will rue the day they decided to bully Taglios. What are your names? The little man said,
I am Narayan, lady.
He grinned. I'd get thoroughly sick of that grin.
A joke on me. It's a Shadar name.
He was Guni, obviously.
Do I look it?
He jerked his head at the other man, who was Shadar. Shadar men tend to be tall and massive and hairy. This one had a head like a ball of kinky wire with eyes peering out.
I was a vegetable peddler till the Shadow Masters came to Gondawar and enslaved everyone who survived the fight for the town.
That would have been before we'd come to Taglios last year, when Swan and Mather had been doing their inept best to stem the first invasion.
My friend is Ram. Ram was a carter in Taglios before he joined the legions.
Why did he call you Jamadar? Narian glanced at Ram, flashed a grin filled with bad teeth, leaned close to me, whispered.
Ram isn't very bright. Strong as an ox he is, and tireless, but slow.
I nodded, but wasn't